You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So I got to share a little something with you. Since you're a parent, you might be able to get a kick out of this.
All right.
I was on one of those threads with my family members, and word rolled around of something about my niece. Now, my niece is a grown woman, and she has her own child. She's got a daughter who's starting fourth grade. And the story was that the school sent around these letters to every parent, kind of laying out their new policies regarding misbehavior in class. I tried reaching out to my niece and I said, hey, I got to see this letter. Can you like scan it and send it to me? She goes, yeah, I'll try to dig it up again. She's probably wondering what I'm doing messing with her business. But like, what? Your mom was telling all of us about it. Anyway, henceforth at their school, and this is out of state, I might add, henceforth there will be no more sending kids out into the hallway or sending them down to the principal's office, Jeremy, when they misbehave. And you want to know why?
Why?
Because, Jeremy, this would cause undue humiliation for the child and harm their self-esteem.
Oh, no. No.
So you might be saying, well, what happens when a kid is a little terror in the classroom?
Yeah, how do
what
we do, they fix, do? How do we fix that problem?
Ah, but the people advising the school have come up with a solution for that. Ooh, and I'm sure these teachers are on board 100%. That was sarcasm, by the way. I always feel for teachers having to put up with all this crap that school boards come up with.
Right, and these jerk kids.
Yeah. I do. My heart goes out to teachers having to deal with this. Instead of sending the kid to the principal's office or making him go sit out in the hallway, the child will simply now, Jeremy, fill out a form that they call rest and reset.
Oh, no, Tom.
It basically means...
a little R&R.
It's R&R.
It's R&R.
It means that the little troublemaker, Jeremy, has to think about what they've done.
Oh, I see. Maybe write down what they did and how they can improve.
Yeah,
right?
Rest and reset.
Let's reset that attitude, Timmy. But
they will not be sent to the principal anymore in order to spare their delicate feelings. So that is going on. And as you might imagine, on my family's thread about this, there were all sorts of editorial opinions being offered. I just simply laughed. So...
just slowly backed away. And
I'm able to laugh because my child is long gone out of public school, and I don't have to worry about that anymore. But you, on the other hand, Mr. Padgett.
I feel like this is something that might be coming to schools everywhere very soon, and all I got to say is we've gone soft. We are so soft. Yeah. I can recall growing up that you were always well-behaved because of the fear of being sent to the office and being sent to the principal. Just getting that warning in class if you were acting up, you would immediately shape up because, God forbid, your parents get the phone call from the office or the principal that you've been jacking around in school. So the fear of having that made me a better student and many other kids in school that were jacking around. I can remember my middle school principal. I want to say, I believe it was Terman, Mrs. Terman, and we called her the Terminator. And you did not want to get sent to the Terminator's office at all because she would lay the smack down on you. But you know what? You needed it if you went to the principal's office. I can't see writing down my feelings on a piece of paper.
I have to confirm. When you say lay the smack down on you, do you mean physically?
Not like physically. Yes, I know we have to do that disclaimer.
I'm of an age where that was, I mean, it was
exactly
common. If you got sent to the office, you got licks. And it was a yardstick.
Which we don't agree with now. That was a total different time. But I don't see anything wrong with being sent to the office of the principal. What's this little form going to do? Okay, it gives these kids permission to jack around and screw up, and all they have to do is fill out a form. You know, there's no accountability there.
But they're resetting, Jim. They're resting and resetting.
Aiden, you need to reset. You need to write down what you did and your feelings about that. I'm against it. We're soft.
Aiden, I want you to be resetting while we talk to Caden and while Peyton over here is working on math homework.
And Braden, quit picking your nose.
Like I said, I'm a little nervous about talking too much about this because both sides are passionate as hell. and will hate us one way or the other.
There has probably been a study or something behind these forms on how it's a better way to discipline. It's got to be something out there why this is beneficial, but just looking at it from the outside. And looking at it as a parent, if my kids are jacking around in school, I don't want them to fill out a form. I want them to be sent to the office.
Even if, like, so my dad was the old first sergeant, right? He was Mr. Discipline. And if my dad ever got wind of me causing trouble in school, there's nothing the school could do, even busting out the yardstick, nothing they could do that would hold a candle to what my father would do to me when I got home.
Right.
I was a model child in school because
fear of God in them. You know?
I was just like, I don't need to go home to the first sergeant and say that I got sent to the office.
Right.
So,
right.
But you know, there's got to be a middle ground somewhere because I also, because I'm an older guy, the corporal punishment in school was too severe. Like, if I describe to you what my fifth grade teacher did to boys who acted up in class, 99% of our listeners right now would call me a liar. They say, no way did they do that. No way. I watched it happen all the time.
Yeah, and that kind of stuff. I mean,
can I tell you what they
did?
Was
there a paddle involved?
Dude, first of all, this is Mr. Wilfong, and he had in his class a set of stocks. If you know what those are, that's in the medieval times where they would put your head and your hands through and it came down and you were in the stockade thing. Boys went in there to get their licks with a yardstick.
You were way in a different time, man.
Different time. And I've told people that before, and they go, that didn't happen. I'm like,
that's horrible.
I'm not 80 years old either, folks. I might be older
than
Jeremy.
Horrible.
But, you know, I'm not 80.
Right. It was long ago, but not that long ago.
This was going on in the 1970s. That's not that long ago.
That's wicked, man.
So
I don't agree with that at all.
No, not at all.
No.
I absolutely think that's horrific. But
now we're almost like too far the other direction.
Yeah, it's
a form to fill out.
Typical, you know, overreaction the other way.
Yeah.
Rest and reset.
I mean, maybe that's
Ooh,
good.
I guess they learned their lesson.
Maybe it's good if it's like a first time offense or something. You know, they have to fill out the form and describe what they did and kind of maybe that's how they're held accountable and that you can hold it up the second time and be like, see, you've done this before. Now, the second time, you've got to go to the principal, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is.
What even happens in the principal's office? You just sit
anymore?
There.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Because as I recall,
can they yell
going
at
the
you?
Principal's office, they would give you a stern talking to, and then you had to sit there. You know, while all the other parents come in to pick up their sick kids, and you're just sitting there because you're the bad kid.
I can recall, because I had friends, this is not me, I have a friend that would go to the principal's office last. And while you're sitting there, the principal would actually pick up the phone and dial your parents while you were in the principal's office, and you'd all have a conversation like, boom, right off the bat. Mm. And I didn't ever want to be a part of that. Because that would scare the hell out of you.
That's back when parents would be accountable, though.
So. Well, there is that.
That's a mess. Hey, if you got hate mail for us, just send it to...
Come on, we're just
your
talking.
Boys in the morning. We're just talking.
Please don't.
We will try our best to get to you if we can. If we don't, you have our apologies, and we appreciate you listening and calling. We were talking. Here's Adrian on the phone. Adrian, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Good morning.
We were talking about my niece's school for her fourth grade daughter that they are instituting a new policy where no kid gets sent into the hall or to the principal's office. They have to rest and reset. Adrian, what do you think about that?
Well, I'm an elementary teacher, and I think the whole thing is ridiculous. I mean, we know as adults that having only positive consequences doesn't prevent you from doing something that's negative. You need the negative consequences to be coupled with the positive ones as well. So you're encouraged to do the right things and discouraged to do the wrong thing. And then, you know, with schools, then you're putting it all on the teacher to manage 25 to 30 kids, as well as this negative behavior. But that they don't let you really deal with up front and say, like, hey, no, you're not allowed to do it. even when it comes to class rewards, you're not allowed to take things away. It's only giving kids things. And I have a friend who's also a middle school teacher, and her current principal or vice principal doesn't like the phrase holding accountable. Like, I don't understand how you can be an administration and not want to hold anyone accountable.
Right.
Whether that be the teacher or the kid.
We've gone soft. We're soft.
You know, Adrian,
yes.
We feel for
so
you.
Soft.
We feel for you so much, and we appreciate you wading into the battleground every day. So thank you, and thanks for calling. All
good
right?
luck.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, my God.
My goodness. We'll try to squeeze in one more if we can. Brad, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're good, Brad.
What's on your mind?
It freaks me out that they don't even have detention anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, we got a note from somebody just a few minutes ago. I skimmed it. Alicia says a few years ago, Jeffco started no suspension. Now they have kids go to school still, and they have to be in a separate room. They just have a normal learning day, but they're just separated from everyone else. So they're basically there all day, just doing the same thing, just in a separate room. So...
Is that kind of like detention? That's detention.
Kind of.
It's
detention
not suspension.
Was always after school. You got to stay late. You got to clean, scrape gum. You know, that was detention.
Listen, if there was no detention, we would never have had the Breakfast Club.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a Hollywood classic.
You know, what would Molly Ringwald be doing today if we hadn't had detention?
What if the movie was named Rest and Reset? That would have been
Rest
crap.
The Rest and Reset Club. Could you just hear the frustration oozing out of Adrian, the elementary school teacher?
Man, I sure did. I feel like a lot of them, a lot of teachers feel the same way. A lot of parents feel the same way, but you just got to be quiet about it.
I told you, it's the vocal 5% who make all the changes, and the rest of us just have to go along.
There's some policies at my kid's school that I'm not happy with, but that's for another day.
You don't want to tell us right now?
I don't. I don't.
You got to face the music.
We're involved with the school a lot.
See, you got to face the music. My niece's school is like 1,200 miles away. I can say anything
I
want about it.
You can talk trash all you want.
All day long.
When I go pick them up, I can't look the teachers in the eye then. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for what Dom said.
Sorry, right, yeah, blame you.